This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Dirt. Want to thank you for taking some time out to listen to the podcast of our show, brought to you by Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing since 1952. Joining us now to talk about the NBA angle, on the line, radio.com sports NBA insider Rick Bucher. Our friend, insider calls are brought to you by Pennzoil. Motor oil is made from natural gas. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Hear Rick on Scal and Pals, an NBA podcast featuring Rick's Brian Scalabrine, Kendrick Perkins, and more. Out now, radio.com, radio.com app, or search Scal wherever you find your podcast. You can give him a follow on Twitter at Rick Bucher. Rick, thanks for the time today, man. I'll just start. How are you doing?
I'm good. I mean, obviously, feels a little weird. My usual, like, life cycle, time cycle when it comes to watching games and traveling and all of that is has been put at a full stop. But I'm healthy. I'm at home. Still working. So. All things considered, I don't have any problems, but I think it's as jarring for me as it is for everybody out there, not only having our normal routines completely disrupted, but not knowing when we're going to get back to normal or some semblance of it.
Yeah. Rick, I don't know what the last few days have been for you. It's nice to have you on, but what have you heard, if you have reached out, from people in the NBA and just kind of where they're at with this whole thing right now?
Well, everybody's kind of lost. I mean, in trying to figure out, like, what's going to happen, everybody's in the same boat. It's a matter of, you know, there's a couple conference calls that are going to happen today with the players' union and the league and the GMs and some coaches. But I talked to a variety or texted with a variety of people and been asking, you know, okay, so where do we go from here? And nobody really has any answers. And it's a little bit, it's different than, well, I'll go back to last Tuesday. I was at the Nets Lakers game and we had the new protocol in place. And, the media had to stay 6 to 8 feet away from the players and coaches. And we had the press conference in a room and we weren't allowed in the locker room. And then one of the coaches came out and, you know, gave me a bro hug and shook hands. And I was like, okay, like, you know, do we have protocol or we don't have protocol? Like, what's going on? And then I walked down I ran into a player and we walked down the hallway together talking. And he said to me, this is Tuesday night. He said, we've been told like there's a 95% chance we'll be playing in empty, or, you know, we'll be playing games. We'll be playing with no fans, no crowds. And I was like, that's crazy. That couldn't possibly, like, that's crazy. And then 24 hours later, not only are no crowds, but like no games. And so I say all that to say that this thing has been just, you know, barreling in an unforeseen direction. And like all the speculation in terms of when we're going to start and are we going to have a season? I mean, it's all of that. Even the people that are making these decisions right now are having these conversations, but this is different than a lockout. With the labor lockouts, the owners and the league had a sense of, okay, if we want to play this many games, then we need to meet, we need to get it done by this point, and this is kind of what we're going to have to give up. It was very much manageable or man-made, the stoppage in play. This is not. The league doesn't know. I mean, I've heard everything. I've heard, 30, 60 days, we could be back to playing. We'll be playing with no crowds. Mm-hmm. And that's if everybody in the league tests negative. But then again, if you get the virus and you get over the virus, it doesn't mean that you can't contract the virus again. So that's right. Not a guarantee.
Yeah, I think they just said, Rick, to interrupt you, I think they just had a guy in Japan that had it. They thought it went away. He just contracted it again. It was the first case.
Yeah, so it's like we can speculate and we can hope and we can have all of that, but the NBA is flying as blind as anybody else, and they are going to have to, when we play again, when the league starts up again, what it looks like is really going to be dictated by forces outside of the NBA and outside of the sports world. And I don't know that anybody in professional sports has ever had to deal with a situation like that.
Yeah, this is an uncharted waters for all of us. We're all trying to figure it out. Rick Bucher, our guest, Radio.com Sports NBA Insider. I'll go on a positive potential outcome here, and that is that we do at some point start playing again and they can finish the season. But one of the things I've seen rumored is that maybe they're playing games in like practice facilities with no fans or any personnel there outside of the teams. Like in this positive scenario that we actually finish the season, how does that look? How does that work?
Yeah, well, the thing is that if they're going to do it, you would expect there's, the 60-day ban on having crowds any larger than 50, that you would want a facility that wouldn't require a lot of people to operate so that you can keep the additional personnel to a minimum. And even then, I'm thinking, okay, let's add it up. You got 12 players on each side.
Right.
That's 24. You get to 50 really quick. And I'm going, okay, what? You got any room for media here? I mean, you're gonna have obviously the cameramen and the scorekeepers and you got all that the time clock operator. I mean, you get to 50 in a hurry, and so the ability, and then you're taking into account completely sanitizing a space that you're going to play in. You would want a smaller space than a larger space. And so I understand why they're going in that direction. And ultimately this is, people are taking a very humanitarian approach for the most part, but there's still a money factor here.
Right,
does the league
right.
want to play games? Yes, they do. Even if they have to sacrifice no crowds, the idea of not playing any games and what that would mean as far as the TV contracts and the sponsorships and all of that. If you put games on, people can watch them. You're still going to generate a certain amount of revenue, and particularly with so much content not being out there, I believe that the broadcast networks would very much want to have games on. You'd very much want to have games on the radio. Like you want to have that content out there. So, but if you don't, then you have to give the TV money back. And if you have to give the TV money back, then what happens with the CBA?
Right.
What happens with the distribution of money to the players? I mean, it all goes in a very, very costly direction for the owners. And I would expect that they want to avoid that. That doomsday scenario at all counts.
Well, Rick, if it comes down to they can finish the year in like early to mid August and they decide they want to do that, would that basically force their hand at completely changing the way that their season is played on the timeline? Or do you think that they would try to figure out something to get back to the normal timeline of mid to late October, ending in June, or would it change it? Hmm.
I would have to believe that you would change it, at least in the short term, and that's where this interruption. Anybody who doesn't get used to this now, or come to grips with this now, we're not just disrupting this season. We're already disrupting next season, no matter what happens. And again, this is where it's so open-ended. Possibility that we could be back playing in 60 days. That's really optimistic. That's the absolute optimistic end of things.
Mm-hmm.
The reality is this could drag into October, and we're starting late anyway with no season resumed. I just had an assistant coach just texted me, and I said, you know, do you think we, you know, what do you think on if we resume the season? And he said, maybe. We're having a call about that shortly.
Mm.
So that's just where we are. I mean, I wish I had some definitive answers. I see some reports out there about this and that, and I'm like, I know these things are being talked about, but like to suggest that, hey, this could be the plan. Yeah, this could be the plan, and then there could be absolutely no plan. I almost feel like we're kind of throwing false hope out there, but by saying, hey, we could do this or we could do that or whatever, it's like, things just aren't finite enough in my mind to be suggesting that anything is realistic or possible at this stage.
Yeah, that's a great point. Nobody knows how this is going to play out in the coming weeks and months. And it's been a weird year for Adam Silver. I mean, you go back to the start of the year where a GM in the league costs the league a lot of money with the tweet about, you know, Hong Kong, and that's where the season began. Now here we are, and you're mentioning all these scenarios potentially of losing money if they can't get the games in. You know, people were pointing out last week it took Tom Hanks in the NBA shutting down for everybody to kind of take this seriously and like their eyes all of a sudden open up like, oh my God, this is a real thing. Just how do you think Adam Silver has handled this in clearly the choppiest waters of his tenure?
I honestly, to be frank, I don't think everybody's taking it seriously even now.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm still seeing situations where there's thousands upon thousands of people gathering as if, I guess I'm not shocked, but I'm saddened by it. That said, I mean, look, Adam, I think Adam has been terrific as far as providing direction. This is Adam at his best because this really requires everybody to come together and to listen to everybody and figure out what's in the best interests of everybody. And he is a consolidator and a communicator. And so I would say that he's doing as well as you could imagine anybody doing. On the other hand, it's like, how do you even judge this? Like, what am I comparing?
right?
Like one that I'm judging, you know what? You didn't do that so well. I don't want to get political. I think our country has done a horrendous job of handling this from the start.
Yeah.
I can't help but think that if we'd taken this more seriously, like, would we have had the All-Star game? And if we had had the All-Star game, and I think about, like, you know, that all the people that I met, shook hands with, et cetera, we've known this has been in existence since January. You know, how much did we spread it then? Or if we had been on top of this right from the very beginning, would we be dealing with this now? Maybe we would. But maybe we wouldn't. And that's what I think of. I think about, like, okay, so how long have we known about this? What could we have done well before this where we wouldn't have gotten to this crisis point? But there's no turning back now. We're past the crisis point. It's going to, you know, we're going to have a lot of people get sick. We're going to have a lot of people die. And in that context, like, you and I, we have a job to do. We want sports to be an escape. This is one of these instances where if we're going to talk about that, we can kind of get away from it for a little bit. But I feel as if we almost have to keep in mind the entire time that we are just talking sports.
Yeah.
And we're dealing with an issue that's interrupting our sports that is a reality, and it's a grave reality for a lot of people. And so, you know, I'm as curious as anybody, like, what are they going to do with the draft? How are players going to stay in shape in case we come back and play? I mean, there's stories that I'm working on that are in context with what we're going through. But at the same time, I'm thinking, I keep going back to this video I saw of somebody over in Italy. They showed an edition of their newspaper from February, and they went to the obit section, and it was two pages, And then they took a edition from March, and it was 10 pages, yeah. 30 page after page after page. And I'm like, dude, I mean, I hope we get the crown of champion this year. But if we don't, like, that's a lot more serious than that.
Yeah. Amen to that. Rick Bucher, one of our favorites. Radio.com Sports NBA Insider. Insider calls are brought to you by Pennzoil Motor Oil, made from natural gas. Proof is in the Pennzoil. Here, Rick, on Scal and Pals, an NBA podcast featuring Rick, Brian Scalabrine, Kendrick Perkins, and more on Radio.com and the Radio.com app. Just search Scal wherever you find your podcast. Thanks as always, man. We're all trying to figure this new reality out together, and it was great to hear your insight on it. We'd love to chat again soon.
Stay safe, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.